In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? Alleluia.
This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Alleluia.
Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy.
For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
The Old Testament reading for the Ascension of our Lord is from 2 Kings chapter 2. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water, and the water was parted to the one side and to the other, till the two of them could go over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And he took up the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. Now when the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho saw him opposite them, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him, and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended to heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge
I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Today, we celebrate the coronation of our King of Grace, Jesus Christ, the festival of his glorious ascension. Through the fall of our first parents, all men have come under the power of three great enemies, sin, the law, and death. Men became subject to the authority of sin. The law pronounced the sentence of damnation. Death obtained the power to swallow them up. These three enemies are most closely united with each other. They bind men as with one chain. No human power was able to conquer these foes. Man had become their powerless, defenseless prisoner. If God had not taken pity on men, they would have been lost. However, the Son of God undertook the astonishing task of freeing them from their prison. And what did he do? He was made sin for us, submitted to the law in our stead, and sprang into the jaws of death in our place. He took the sins of the whole world upon himself. He fulfilled the law and thereby earned for us a perfect righteousness. He permitted death to to swallow him up and conquer him in our place. But he had the power to lay down his life and to take it back up again. And so he rose victoriously from the dead. And when he did, dear friends, the entire fallen world triumphed with him. The sins of all men were erased. Eternal righteousness won, hell destroyed, death disarmed, life and immortality brought to light, and deliverance by God the Father himself was sealed to all men in the most wonderful manner. All our enemies lay at the feet of him who had for us entered the arena to fight in our place. Only one thing remained if Christ should be our perfect Savior. After he had defeated all our enemies, he had to be installed as their absolute Lord. The scepter of omnipotence must be given him. He must be crowned with heavenly glory. He must ascend to the throne of divine majesty. And this took place through Christ's glorious ascension on the 40th day of his resurrection, when he ascended to sit down at the right hand of the Father. The victorious Christ processed in triumph through the gates of heaven to rule over all things and to become absolute Lord over sin, the law, death, the devil, and hell. For that reason, he ascended in divine splendor from the very place where he, in bloody sweat, waged his severest conflict against these enemies, the Mount of Olives. If we want to consider the ascension of Christ correctly, we must view Christ as the substitute and forerunner of the entire human race. David was a prototype when he killed the giant Goliath. As all Israel was delivered from the Philistines through the victory of David, so all sinners were made lords with Christ over sin, the law, and death through his triumphant ascension. As we are all resurrected in Christ and justified by God in him, so we have also already ascended with Christ into heaven and become lords over all our enemies in him. And as certainly as sin can no longer harm Christ, no law condemn him, no death rule over him, so certainly are we also freed from the prison and translated into a heavenly life with our ascended Lord, if only we believe it. If our sins wish to worry us, we should not let them cause us to despair, but look in faith to the ascension of Christ and say, "Sin, you are conquered. You will not conquer me anew, but as my captive, you should make me cling all the more firmly to my Savior. He is ascended into heaven, and I with him, because I lay hold of him with the hand of faith, and I am baptized in his name." If the law wants to condemn us, we should ignore its sentence and say, "You are fulfilled. Your demands are completely satisfied. God's Son subjected himself for me. You have lost all your power to subjugate me, for there is nothing with which you can reproach me. Yes, he has ascended to the highest throne and is now your Lord. I do not receive my sentence from you, law, but from him, and his sentence is this: grace, mercy, forgiveness. If death wants to frighten us and hell open its jaws for us, we do not have to fear. Through Christ's ascension, they have now become empty phantoms. Confidently, we can and should mock them and say, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Furthermore, the ascension of Christ also confirms our faith in the continual gracious presence of Christ with us in his congregation. Those who deny that Christ is truly present with his congregation in his human nature show forth great ignorance regarding both the person of Christ and the nature of his ascension. Christ cannot be divided. He is forever the God-man, divine and human in one person. He is not bound by space and time. He ascends in a glorified, resurrected body which knows no limits, a body that can pass through locked doors and yet remain a real physical body made of flesh and blood. That Christ ascends and sits down at the right hand of the Father does not mean that he is bound to his heavenly throne and cannot move from there until he returns in glory on the last day. How utterly absurd that Christ sits at the right hand of the Father refers to the fact that all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. It refers to his omnipotence, omnipresence, rule, eternal divine majesty and glory, as St. Paul makes clear when he says, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Now decide for yourself whether, according to Holy Scripture, Christ is no longer with us according to his human nature. Far be it. To be sure, he left the world in such a way that he no longer walks among us like a human being, visible, touchable, and occupying space as once he did with his disciples. But this in no way means that he is no longer with us, for he fills all in all. He is the head of his body, and he is the bridegroom of his bride, his holy church. Can the head be separated from the body, or the bridegroom from the bride? No. They are one flesh, inseparable and intimately united, even as Christ is with his church. Thus, does the same Lord Jesus promise to be with us always just before he ascends into heaven? He does not leave us, but ascends to be ever even nearer to us than what he was when he walked among us. For he ascends to enter the Holy of Holies as our great high priest, where he unceasingly intercedes for us, where he rules us, provides for us, and protects us, that the gates of hell cannot and will not overpower us. He has entered the Holy of Holies with his own blood, the blood he shed for our sins to make perfect atonement. And here, dear friends, when we gather together in his name, our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord is truly with us. He did not ascend to be the king of a kingdom from which he is separated and which he can only rule from a distance. He ascended to attain the power and authority to rule his kingdom personally and intimately, to stand in the midst of his churches, the one who stands in the midst of the seven candlesticks, that glorious vision we're given in Revelation, to stand in the midst of his churches and dispense his eternal gifts and blessings to those who bear his name. And so he does. He had you in mind when he gave the command that repentance and the forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. Here, in his holy house, he sees to it that this command is fulfilled, that you, his people, are gifted with repentance and faith. But he doesn't stop there. There's always more with the Lord. He brings you to his holy altar, into the very Holy of Holies where he serves as high priest, and feed you with his very body and blood, that you might become partakers of his divine nature, filled with his perfect peace and love. This is a foretaste of the feast to come, when you shall be like your Lord in glory, who has, with his glorious ascension, exalted humanity back to its pristine condition to be in full communion with its Creator. Let everyone then today be awakened to faith in Christ and be strengthened in it through his glorious ascension. Let no one say, "How does this concern me?" If you are a prisoner of sin, the law, and death, as you cannot deny, then Christ's ascension concerns you most intimately. Through his ascension, Christ has led your captivity captive. If you, at your death, do not want to descend into the eternal prison, then in faith, cling to the ascended one, and you will follow him instead into his glory. Until then, as you experience misery, many temptations, and dangers of soul here in the wilderness of this sinful world, do not give up, but cling to him who today receives the kingdom of his Father. For your sake, all power and authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. He will permit nothing to tear you from his hand, and will be your shield and protection until he has brought you and all his saints into his eternal kingdom to dwell in the perfect humanity in which he always intended for you to dwell, the perfect humanity he has reestablished and exalted through his death, resurrection, and ascension. He has done it, and you can trust his word that you will be his forever. For he is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And the one who is risen has also ascended for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, you sent your only begotten Son into our world, in which he laid aside his glory so that he might live our life and suffer our death. We thank you that in his ascension we can rejoice at the revelation of your glory.
God has gone up with a shout.
We praise you for the life of grace and truth which he lived among us. Though the world is blind to your glory, reveal yourself, O God, through the faithful administration of word and sacraments, that every knee may bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that those who sit in darkness may one day join in the shout of triumph at the coming again of our Lord.
The Lord has gone up with the sound of a trumpet.
In the midst of strife and conflict, wars and rumors of wars, remind us of your lordship and triumph over all the enemies of your people. Call to faithfulness the leaders of the earth and bless those who govern. Thwart those who would hinder your reign among all peoples. Deliver us from greed, self-centeredness, and pride. Grant us that sense of priorities that we may seek those things which are above.
You have ascended on high.
O most holy and merciful God, on this day, your Son ascended to the heavens where he intercedes for us. Give us the confidence that whatever we ask in his name and according to his will shall be granted. As he has led the way into our heavenly fatherland, increase our hope.
You have led captivity captive.
You have not left us without comfort and hope. Consider our woes and fears. Be not far from us in our times of trial. Be with the lonely, the forsaken, and the distressed. Prepare us to be watchful, to be in prayer, longing for our Lord's return in like manner as he has gone up. For you live and reign, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Right and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who after his resurrection appeared openly to all his disciples, and in their sight was taken up into heaven, that he might make us partakers of his divine life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you. very body of Christ given for you. The 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 very body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. So may the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Fare the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. The very body of Christ given for you. May the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. And Benjamin, the Lord bless and keep you in your baptismal vows all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. The very body of Christ given for you. 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 The very blood of Christ shed 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 for you.
Now this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen.
O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.